September 30th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of all people and all nations. These days, the mass media has been tricked into paying much attention to who respects the flag and the national anthem. Some want to make public displays of their opinions. This is another form of divisiveness. Pay no heed. Far greater importance is the number of those who disrespect my commandments. This attitude affects the future of mankind. Another distraction is the probe into Russian interference in the last election. What do you hope to prove or accomplish? Be at peace in the present moment through adherence to my commandments, which embody holy love. Be representative of this in an unbelieving world. Do not pride yourselves in opposition to my commandments. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 10. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.